Well, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, one and all, we're gathered here again on a Sunday evening to celebrate and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want tonight's message, though it won't be long, I want it to be something that we can meditate upon and hopefully use it in an application to our lives that we might more properly praise and serve our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles, I would start in Romans. My text is actually in 2 Timothy 3:16, which says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." The first item that's mentioned is doctrine. And we have, as our experience in Bible-believing churches, that the best place to find doctrine is in Paul's letter to the Romans. One of the things that Paul says is, "So much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." A little later it says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead." Why would he say that? Why would we do that? So that they are without excuse. The second item that Paul lists in his letter to Timothy is reproof. In other words, what's wrong? And we see in Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, and he goes through a number of things that can be found, what's going on wrong in that church. In 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God," like we saw in Romans. The next item is correction. And we can look at 2 Corinthians as a chapter involving how to get back in line. And the answer to that is ministry. 2 Corinthians is a chapter that's devoted to our place, our function, what we should be doing in ministry. Chapter 4 says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power be of God and not of us. The earthen vessels, we can look and think about that in terms of a clay jar, a clay pot, which can be broken. In our case, it must be broken. The next item is instruction in righteousness. Now we look at Galatians, where we can find a litany of that kind of righteousness, the instruction. Chapter 2, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The next thing we want to look at is the man of God may be perfect. And when we think of perfection, the book of Ephesians comes into focus. In chapter 4 and verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Next thing I want to look at is thoroughly furnished. And Philippians is a chapter that, or a book that we can use to understand what Paul was talking about being thoroughly furnished. And one of the things that we have heard recently is in chapter 4 and verse 13, which reads, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Not who, as so many churches are wont to exposit, but the knowledge that we can do all things through Christ, that knowledge strengthens us. And we're thoroughly furnished for what reason? Unto all good works. Chapter 1, verse 28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. And so our exposition of 2 Timothy 3:16, when we break it down into those books, and we know that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for those things that we just read, and we know that God says that his word doesn't return unto him void, but accomplishes that which he sent it. And as I cautioned earlier, short message, but sometimes those short messages are the ones that we really need to pay attention to and examine our lives, one, to see if we are in the Spirit, and two, if we are doing those things that God has commanded us to do. And with that, I will close in prayer and we will begin the dispensation of the prayer pieces. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening thanking you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we're so blessed to have this wonderful church, not so much the building, but the people that are part of it. And Father, we're grateful to have this assembly and these people and the brotherly love that they share one with another. We ask, Father, that you continue to bless this ministry, and we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus Christ's most holy name, amen.